Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Shay Davis, as she comes, we word on today.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All stand as we have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because you are good. You are merciful. You are great. You are loving. You are true. We thank you, Lord God, for just being God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us here today, Lord God, on one accord as we bow down before your throne, Lord God, magnifying your name and worshiping your holy name, Lord God, creating us a clean heart, Lord God, renew within us a right spirit. Open up our hearts, our minds, our ears, our souls, Lord God, soften our spirits, Lord God, to receive you have for us on today, Lord God, that we may continue, hallelujah, Father God, to be an example of who you are, hallelujah, in the world, in our relationships, hallelujah, one to another, and even to those, hallelujah, Father God, that don't know you. Help us, Lord, to be able to do what you have for us to do, Father God. Command this flesh to decrease and your spirit to increase, Lord God. In your precious name we pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Living sacrifice. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you from Romans 12. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 12. I want to be a living sacrifice. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Now look at this scripture, I look at it, and I think about how can we, as children of God, be more scared of living things than we are of dead things. I want to be pleasing to God. My walk is not going to look like your walk. Your walk is not going to look like my walk. The different things I have to give up in the process of my yes to Jesus, it may not convict you in your walk with Jesus. So I want to be a living sacrifice. I don't know about you, but when I hear the word sacrifice, what's the first thing that comes to mind is you see an altar, right? You see an altar. And, you know, if you're a believer, right, the next thing that comes to mind, you see Jesus on the cross, knowing him to be that living sacrifice. But if you're not a believer, you don't think, you know, possibly they could be like, oh, you know, they think about, you know, what you see in the TVs, you know, the witches or whatever, the rituals that they do, or people sacrificing their children. They still do it today, but, you know, that's what you think about when you think about sacrifice. And some would say, child, please, it's not that deep. Well, hold on. Let me help you out here. When in reality, whenever we trade unrighteous acts, unrighteous activities for righteous activities, righteous acts, and vice versa, we are essentially signing off on a legal agreement. We are essentially signing off on a legal contract. We are essentially doing a trade in the spiritual realm. Not just where everybody can see, you know, you know, hanging out, smoking, drinking, whatever you want to do, the big things that you want to do. But, you know, in the spiritual realm, when you have that thought in your mind of want to cut somebody out, that thought in that mind to want to lie, you're doing a trade in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. So you think about the rewards, you think about the consequences of even the small things. But we have to keep in mind that it's not just about me. It's not just about you. It's not just about your job or your relationships, but it's about your bloodline. It's about being that person who will stand up for your bloodline. I mean, one day, we're going to be ancestors one day. So how about we make that stand for our bloodline and be a living sacrifice?
Yes,
it is really that deep. The devil knows. He's been studying you. You may even pay attention. He knows what makes you sick. He knows what makes you upset. He knows what sets you off. He knows what gets on your skin. If you don't give it up, how are we being a living sacrifice?
Yeah.
So a living sacrifice is the voluntary daily consecration of one's entire life. Your body, your mind, and your actions. So God is an act of spiritual worship when we turn down things, give up things, and we trade it in for praying to him, for reading his word, for worshiping him, for seeing ourselves in his presence and bowing down before his throne. That is being a living sacrifice. It signifies shifting from selfish pursuits, things that please
the flesh.
And we represent a total daily commitment rather than a one-time event, but a daily offering, a dead offering to God. Now, you know, you're doing it moment by moment. Imagine yourself being in his presence and being that living sacrifice day by day, hour by hour. There are different examples in the Word of God of a living sacrifice. The ultimate one, of course, is Jesus Christ on the cross, who lived a life of total obedience, total sacrifice, and service before he laid down his life. Another one is Isaac. You know the story of Isaac, when Abraham had said to the people that came with him at the bottom of the mountain, "We will return," and Isaac and Abraham went up there to the top of the mountain, and Isaac said, "Okay, where's the sacrifice?" He volunteered himself to be in place, and God redeemed him and puts a ram in his place. So he volunteered himself to be a living sacrifice. It was demonstrating complete submission to God's will and his Father. Then we have another one, Apostle Paul. He described his ministry as being poured out like a drink offering. He had to get rid of, he had to deny everything that he knew, because it's a process, taking off the old, putting on the new. You forgetting the things that you learned, the things that you thought you knew. So, excuse me, Father God, forgive me, even if I thought that I knew better than you. He had to pour out his life as a living sacrifice, pouring out the things that he knew, dying daily, just to serve the gospel.
Yes.
We may not be, you know, people who can go out to the streets, you know. Don't just think that that's all you got to do. My job is I answer the telephone calls for the hospital. And I don't know how many times, and I can only brag on God. And it's only on the days, and I'm asking God to give me more, because only on those days when I find myself resting in his presence after getting off the prayer line and getting on the phone call, some of those people are in the middle of having a stroke. And you can sense some of those people are maybe probably about to go through a miscarriage because of something's going on with the pregnancy. You can sense all of a sudden the calmness, because then I have to keep my mind on God. So I got to be that person that has helped them to remember that there is someone who cares.
Yes.
That should pour out your life.
Yes.
To be that.
Yes.
So we have to use our lives as well as our resources.
Yes.
For the sake of the gospel. Now I'm going to read this scripture again, but I'm going to read it from the Good News Translation to break it down a bit. So then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I urge you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Verse 2, do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, of this age, but let God transform you inwardly, Let his word tell you that you were dealing with unforgiveness. Let his word tell you that you're dealing with bitterness. Let his word transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to him and is perfect. So when we're looking at this scripture, we're responding to his will, and we're responding with urgency. With
Amen.
Faith.
Amen.
By faith, it's impossible to please him. You're doing it because of his mercy, his character.
Amen.
Thank you, God,
Hallelujah.
For your mercy.
Amen.
So we're looking at, I beseech you. This reminds us that Paul appeals to our will, the free will that God gives us.
Right,
he came to you,
yes.
To your faith, is I urge you
yes.
to think about it. Turn it down, Joseph, turn it down. Thank you. God calls us to make a choice
Amen.
About the way that we live for him.
Okay.
Not just in front of everybody, but at home. I mean,
Hallelujah.
Y'all know, my mama just not too long ago just moved with me. Now, let me tell you, God is challenging me on my patience.
All right.
On strength.
Yes.
On love.
Yes.
Gentleness.
Right.
I ain't ready. I mean, it's still working. Oh, Lord. Yep, y'all been praying for me. When we run, like I read, I had to go, but
yeah.
And then he was like, well, hold on. Let me bring something to your face just real quick.
Yeah.
Let me see you honor that right there.
Yeah.
That's what we doing? That's what we doing. So, okay. All right. That's what we doing. So we look at the scripture tomorrow. We look at therefore, brethren. You know, that's Paul. He makes sure he, you know, he dressed the brethren that's in the Roman country, and he wants them to understand that your Christian life is dependent on, you know, being able to trust God and being able to walk by faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So by the mercies of God, God reminds us that we do this because of the mercy shown to us
Amen.
By God. This is also in Romans 1, and that we are only able to offer ourselves to God as he works his mercy in us. It is a commandment of God, and only he can make it possible.
Amen.
Only he can make
Amen.
It possible. Not no
Amen.
Person, not
Amen.
No idol.
Right.
Hello. So let's be real. Not no
Amen.
Idol. We even make our feelings an idol. Not
Amen.
No idol.
Amen.
Let's be real. Not You can call this an idol if you want to, but come on, let's be real. Not no idol. It's us giving our bodies as a living sacrifice
yeah.
to God, knowing that only he can change us.
That's it.
And you have to be okay, because if you say, God, show me how to be more patient. And he's going to show it to you.
Yeah.
And don't be mad when he show it to you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Y'all better pray for me. Jesus. So we think about the heathens, you know, how they, you know, they sacrifice the children and everything. They think that's the, they think giving, you know, different things, different foods and stuff like that. They think that's the only way that they can, you know, obtain mercy. But the biblical faith teaches that the divine mercy, the mercy that was on the cross for us,
Hallelujah.
That thought that to come for us, is the
yes.
only mercy that provides
yes.
the basis of sacrifice
Hallelujah.
As a fitting response.
Yeah.
I sit here and I'm like, Jesus, if you didn't love me, you wouldn't discipline me, you wouldn't
okay.
check me,
right,
you wouldn't help
right.
me,
do
you wouldn't you show me how to remove
yes,
the old
yes.
things if you didn't love me.
All
and
right.
I thank him
yes.
for his love.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
So I meditate on it.
Yes.
Worship him.
Hallelujah.
Recognize
yes.
his will.
Thank you.
Little by little.
Amen.
More and more. But without faith, it's impossible to
please
him.
God. Hallelujah.
If we believe his word,
yeah.
then we believe him to do that thing.
Yeah.
And he is the embodiment of faith.
Yeah.
You want to know faith? You look at God and say, it's so faithful.
Right.
He is so faithful. We can talk God out of nothing. Without you, he is so faithful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That peace that comes when you want to be a living sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Joyce's House of Threads, 7732 West Burlash Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53222. They do have a wardrobe consultant. Please go check them out if you need help with, you know, styling out your clothes. Like me, who is terrible at. Yes. Yes, men and women. Men and women.
So just a little background. We know, you know, that Paul was addressing the believers in Rome, and, you know, he was telling them, you know, how to continue to keep your eyes on Jesus, continue to follow Jesus, even though we're living under Caesar. It sounds like somebody you know today. You know, even though we're living under, you know, this oppression, you know, this oppression, you know, this slavery, you know. You think about, you know, all the stuff on the outside, but you still should keep your eyes on God.
Yes.
And we can also see, you know, that God had revealed, you know, in the book of Romans, he had revealed how through a descendant of King David, Jesus the Messiah, how he came through the bloodline. And he showed his faithfulness to his covenant with the children of Israel. Even though he was mad at them, even though he was ready to put them out, even though he was ready to start over, he still showed his faithfulness. He upholds his side of the covenant.
Yeah.
God always upholds his side.
All right.
Yes. So our job is to continue to remember that even though we can be like the Jews and the Gentiles, who, you know, failed to believe that, you know, Jesus was the Messiah, you know, all the stuff that's going on these days.
Yeah.
I found a person get like that, they still doing some hurt. Because I did. And the enemy will come and try to sound like God. He'll come and try to sound like that biggest voice that's in your ear. Because you got to be careful who's pouring into you.
Amen.
You got to be careful
you
who you listen
it.
To.
Hallelujah.
Because it'll make you think that you know, oh, it's okay if I don't go to church no more. It's not about the church. It's about your private life with God. Because at the end of the day, he's the only one who sees you. When you go to sleep at night, he's the only one who exhaling from anywhere. Goodness, you sit there, you thank the Lord for your food. I mean, you ask the Lord, Lord, I need help with this bill. You expect him to hear those prayers. And why do you think he don't hear you when you're mad and you're judging?
So we have to
keep in mind that the Holy Spirit can lead us into a new way of life.
Hallelujah.
So we, once we get through, you know, the book of Rome, you learn, you know, that if Paul was really focusing on the practical shape of a redeemed person's
life.
Go to Romans 11, verse 30 through 32. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy, God's mercy.
Yeah.
Through their disobedience.
Okay.
Even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all.
If you
read your Bible, you recognize in the Old Testament, that's how he was dealing with the children of Israel. You know what? Don't worry about it, because, you know, I got a plan anyway. And that's when he sent his son, Jesus. He was
like,
it just ain't working.
It just ain't working.
You're cutting on these animals. You're pouring out the blood. You're kicking the animal out of the camp so it don't come back. You know, you're just doing all these things, but you ain't changing your mind.
Yeah.
You're not changing your actions. You're not changing the sacrifice,
yeah.
the effort, the
yeah.
time
yeah.
that it took. I mean, they had to have God's grace to even do that, because you cannot determine if you're going to have an animal without spot or blemish.
All right.
You cannot determine what kind of animal you're going to have, because he even gave them different kinds to use when they were in different economic brackets.
Yeah.
So they still had what they needed to give that sacrifice.
All right.
So we think about what we're going through, the pain, the cost that we have to give up. We still have to remember that we have it in us, whatever it is, to be that living sacrifice. Don't think you ain't have nothing to give back to God. So let's think of all the mercies of God Paul has explained to us thus far. Justification from the guilt and penalty of sin. Adoption in Jesus and identification with Christ. Placed under grace, not law. given the Holy Spirit to live within us, promise of help in all affliction, assurance of a standing in God's election, confidence of his coming glory, confidence of no separation from the love of God.
All right.
Confidence in God's continued faithfulness.
Amen.
In light of all this mercy, past, present, and future.
Yeah,
Paul is just right here just begging us, like, just please, I beg of you, present your body as a living sacrifice. Don't find yourself standing crying on the floor and then get back home and act like you don't want to pray and dwell in his presence.
Right.
But present your body as a living sacrifice.
Right.
We must believe that these divine mercies,
you know,
have persuasive powers over our will. Yeah, it's free will, but not my will, God, let your will.
Your will be done.
Hallelujah.
Your will. Not my will. Your will. When I want to act a fool, let your will be done. When the internet don't want to act right, God, I thank you. Let your will be done.
Amen.
So say after me, say, God.
God,
I receive.
I receive
your mercy.
Your mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are recognizing that we cannot please our flesh. You say, okay, yeah, all right. We can't please our flesh. All right, I ain't having no sex. Okay, be careful. Because lust of the flesh is not just sex.
All right, it can be gluttony.
It can be one break board, which needs to work because you know you ain't just got to be a provider.
Right.
You know, it could be the lust of the eyes. Oh my God, that man got muscles. I said muscles. All right. And then it could be the pride of life. You know, hello, I have to get up in the world, okay? No, we cannot please our flesh dwell in the spirit at the same time.
You know it.
I tried it. It's impossible. It just don't work.
Yeah,
you do it like this.
God.
It just don't work. It's impossible. You cannot please your flesh in God at the same time. Something has to give. So I want to be a living sacrifice. Anything that incites sacrifice. Don't you know the world looks at it and they call it religion? They call it religion. Because they over here, they're like, what you mean I gotta get that up? That ain't hurt me this far. But see, people, better be careful. That's a thin line. Because, like how people say it in Sunday school, you don't know God just gave you over to a rubber baby mind.
All right.
So you want to allow yourself and command your flesh to decrease. So God's spirit to increase. Ask for more of him in you. Ask for more of his light in you. Ask for more of his presence in you. Ask for more of his truth in you. Ask for more humility in you. Allow yourself to be a living sacrifice. So just turn turn it back to it. It's okay. God got it anyway. Because if it's yours, it's yours. If it ain't, it ain't. God got it. So what is good and it's pleasing to him is perfect. We want to please God. I have to die, not just on Sunday.
Every day.
I must die to the evil judgmental thoughts. Well, she is. I gotta die. Don't talk about myself now. I gotta die. I get stressed out, reach for the chocolate. I'm giving the chocolate to my baby today, y'all. So, I gotta die. You know, when I get frustrated, I wanna eat.
Yeah.
I gotta die. Well, I lost a little weight, praise Jesus. I gotta die.
Amen.
I gotta turn my back on it. Because what's the first thing you reach for when it ain't going away? Who's the first person you call when they get on
Jesus.
What's the first thing you go buy when you just lean up, pick me up? Now you can't pay the bills. We got to die.
Yeah.
And you can't just tell everybody everything that you
give.
Because
Hallelujah.
Now you are setting up
arrows.
You are setting up warfare for your own
self.
When that conversation, that intimate time, that discussion between you and the Lord had to be just that.
Amen.
Between you and the Lord. Present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And keep in mind, when you're doing it, your spirit is open.
Yeah.
So you're doing that trade. You know, you traded unrighteous things for righteous things. So we have to remember, okay, now, okay, God, I have cast my cares on you. I got to seek you for justice. I have to remember, you're my father, you're my friend, and my judge. Okay, you want to judge me, check me first. Make sure what I did. Okay, all right. Take care of them, Lord, because I don't know. Let him do what he's supposed to do. He got it. He is the father, the friend, and the judge. So seek him for justice. We out here fighting for our lives and forgetting that the very thing we worked so hard to give up, now we got to fight it all over again. Why are you doing that? Because now you just laying it all back in.
Yeah.
Forgive me, God, for thinking that I knew better. So now I must present myself as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Don't let all those old things come back in.
Amen.
Because that's what we're doing that demon man, right?
Yes.
Seven times seven. You know, he come back.
Yeah, yeah.
So he bring on more lies.
More
bitterness.
Yeah.
More frustration.
Yeah.
And then you feel that grief. When it happened to me, I was grieving. I lost somebody in my family. I was grieving because I didn't have God's peace. I didn't give myself up. I was continuing going back to the things that I was putting in place of God. He will let you see. He will let you know.
He will tell you.
So you learn, you teach yourself to reach for his word. Teach yourself to pray. Teach yourself to worship. Teach yourself to respond in immediate obedience to him.
Hallelujah.
And not respond with unworthy thoughts. Because even when we pray, the devil in the back of your head at the complete full time, what you mean, God, man? He ain't even answer your prayer. Don't you think you just cussed her out? He ain't even answer your prayer. Don't you know you just spent your time? He ain't gonna answer your prayer. Don't you know you supposed to be fast and you just ate breakfast anyway? You better die. My pastor say, get up and start over.
Right. Amen. Amen.
And respond, I am a child of the King.
Yes.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes.
I am apple of my Father's eyes. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Rooted and grounded in love.
Yes.
Blessed in the city.
Hallelujah.
Blessed going out.
Hallelujah.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Hallelujah.
He has given me the word. Hallelujah. To stand on.
Hallelujah.
Because his name is a strong tower. The righteous one. And how about this? Now, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. You better talk back. Hallelujah. And be that living sacrifice.
Amen.
So I'm going to finish this and leave this with you guys. There's a famous person, his name is J.B. Phillips. He gave an outstanding and memorable translation of Romans 12 and 1 to 2. With eyes wide open to the mercies of God, I beg you, my brothers, as an act of intelligent worship, to give him your bodies as a living sacrifice. Consecrated to him and acceptable by him.
All right,
don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold you, your mind from within, that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good. It meets all his demands and moves towards the goal of true maturity.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to be a living sacrifice.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.